what's the matter? Nothing. Some people like things left unspoken. I prefer to have it out in the open. Some people like things left unspoken. I don't care if you shout it, get it out in the open. Come on, let's have a fight. Come on, let's have
a fight. Hey, everybody.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
This is Zach.
And this is Stuart.
And this is kind of a different episode.
Yeah, this is going to be kind of a special.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too long, but we're just going to go through the nerd fight. That we had earlier in the summer. DragonCon kind of derailed plans for us recording this and getting it out in a timely manner, but it's already gone past.
Yeah, but we would like to sit down and talk about the results. Some of which I did not expect.
Yeah, I didn't expect either, which I'm sure we'll get into.
Mm-hmm.
But we're hoping to make this a more than just annual thing. Like, I've been uploading a separate fight every week. So maybe at some point we can do another, like, brawl with the winners or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. Because I really enjoy these sort of fights. Yeah. Just because it's interesting to see which character wins out. And it's, again, it's not a fight of which character would beat the other character in the fight.
Yeah.
It's just who's the more popular character amongst our listeners.
Yeah, exactly. And some of them, like, the reason I want to have the winners of these individual fights kind of battle each other out at some point is that some of these fights are pretty close, and then some of them swing wildly.
Yeah, there's some that I did not expect to get so many votes, but I'm super happy.
Yeah, I was pleased with the results as well.
And a lot of these characters, just me and Zach pull out. Just popular characters that we enjoyed.
Yeah.
So we may have a bias. A little bit of a bias towards one or the other. You know, I've seen a lot of my characters versus your characters. But, you know, we don't let our biases cloud our vision or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, I voted for characters because I use a phone app to kind of seed these just randomly.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I find myself going, well, let me vote for Stuart's character, because that's the person that I prefer more out of those two.
Yeah, and the same with me. Sometimes when I see the two characters, because it's random, I'm like, oh, well, I like Zach's character more than the character it got pit up against.
Yeah. So I guess we can go through the first tier.
Mm-hmm.
There were a total of 8 in the first tier, because this whittles down by half, obviously.
Yeah, it's sort of like a bracket.
Yeah, it's a bracket, basically. Yeah.
Sort of like the fantasy,
baseball. Like fantasy football,
baseball, whatever. Something, some sport with a ball.
Yeah, so the first fight was Chris Redfield from Resident Evil.
Yep.
And Duratan from Warcraft.
Yeah, I did not know much about Duratan.
Yeah, I think I voted for Duratan because I vote in these as well.
And so do I. I mean,
obviously,
like we said at the beginning, we do vote.
Yeah, we do vote. Honestly, my prediction was that Chris Redfield would have won.
Yeah.
But Duratan won 60-40.
And
so
I think it's because he's an orc. Like, because you also put up...
Yeah.
So we have pictures of the characters, too.
Yes.
Just pulled from the internet and stuff like that.
Yeah. Although I haven't used... I haven't been pulling people's, like, deviant art collections. I've been pulling directly from the... artwork that's put out by the company, because that's
the official
stuff that
art
they've released.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to steal anyone's art or anything.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So, tangent. A little?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Have you seen the new Mario meme that's going around?
Oh, Bowsette?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, there's a lot of deviant artwork of Bowsette.
Yeah, both on deviant art and just art that is deviant.
Yeah, you know what? I'm okay with some of that artwork. I really like it. I think it's a cool character design.
It is a very cool character design, and apparently it's taken off in Japan.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah. I'll forward you a chain of things that happened earlier with the original creator, or the original artist of the meme.
Interesting.
And then Japanese Twitter users going, no, you shouldn't feel bad. We love it here.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
But
I think it's really cool. I think that it's a cool design.
Yeah.
I've been checking some of it out on Twitter and everything like that.
Sure.
And yeah, I've enjoyed some of the artwork and it's really cool. Though I saw this one, I guess, meme of basically Bowser and Mario looking at a computer and like with chagrin.
Yeah.
And then Sonic comes by and is like,
"You guys haven't seen anything." Yeah, I've seen that one.
That's hilarious.
Well, it's funny. I put out a request to the internet and the internet provided. I was just like, man, you know what? I've seen every combination of enemy except for the Thwompette. Someone should draw that and get all the fake internet points. And then someone replies immediately with, "You mean like this one?" And I go, "Huh, I have not seen that. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Everything is available."
Yeah, it's the internet. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Did you give them all the internet points?
I gave them all that I could, so one.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you give them one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so tangent, sorry.
So yeah, I was fully expecting Chris Redfield to win. Because of Resident Evil being way more popular, I think, than just straight up Warcraft. Like, yeah. World of Warcraft is still pretty popular.
It is, but not many people know about, like, his background and this character.
Exactly.
Yeah, again, I didn't really know much about it. All I saw was a giant orc. I was like, oh, well, orcs are kind of cool.
Oh, okay.
And then, yeah, again, you know, we're pulling images, official images and stuff like that. So yeah, but it was definitely a close match.
Yeah, that one was pretty close. I mean, like I said, Durotan won 60-40.
Mm-hmm.
The second match was way closer. It was the Flash from the CW show and the T-800 model Terminator from the Terminator franchise.
Yeah.
That's the Arnold Schwarzenegger one. But I wanted to specify T-800 model. So, like, just the random endoskeleton.
Not actual the Terminator one that, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger plays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the T-800 won by 57-43.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a lot closer.
Was much closer.
I do remember voting for T-800.
I did as well.
Yeah, just because, I don't know, it holds a soft spot in my heart as a kid. Yeah. Just watching the Terminator. That was probably the first, like, quote-unquote gory movie that I ever watched.
Yeah, I mean, same here. Like, the expectation for me was, well, at least I will vote for the one that I want to win.
Yeah.
Because The Flash, like, the show is
Have good. You seen the show?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So it was a topic that Richard pulled out.
And
so I'm not a huge fan of CW shows. I can see where the writing on that one is a bit better than, like, Arrow, maybe. But I think there are more people that I had anticipated more people liking the CW show version of Flash.
Yeah.
Because that seems to be a popular thing, the Arrowverse shows.
Well, isn't the CW Flash the Flash in Justice League? Are they
No, they're not. They're two separate ones. Yeah, yeah. So the movies...
I did not know that.
Yeah, there's a separate continuity so that, that I guess at some point Green Arrow will get a movie, but it won't be whatever his name is.
Oh, okay. On the CW?
Yeah.
Huh. I thought it was the same Flash, just in different universe.
No. Yeah, they're completely separate individuals, which makes sense because in the Justice League movie, Flash is kind of a loner and doesn't have any friends.
True, yeah.
And then in the CW show, I think hews a little bit more closely to the comics because he's a forensic scientist. Ooh. And he actually has a circle of friends and he's a likable guy. He's not some weirdo that lives in a warehouse.
Yeah. Interesting. So his, like, in the movie universe, his first introduction was in Justice League.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's going to get, like, a separate standalone movie.
I don't know what DC's doing at this point, to be honest. I think that they're going to not have them cross over anymore, even though they've kept the same actor. Like,
Maybe.
I don't know what they're doing.
Are you going to go in...
Apparently, Henry Cavill is no longer going to be Superman, either.
Oh. Are you going to go and see the new Aquaman movie? His origin?
I think so, because I like Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's going back to memes, there's a funny meme of, I guess, Jason Momoa, and right next to his picture is, the guy from Moana, the guy who's
playing. Oh, Maui?
Maui, yeah. And it's like, what happens when you miss one day of exercise day? Since they kind of look very similar, except Maui's kind of chunkier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and so the next fight, the third fight.
This might go random with Stuart's random stories. Yeah.
So it was Hunter from Bloodborne.
Yes.
And versus Mario. I totally expected this one to happen. Mario won 73-27.
Yeah, well, I really liked Bloodborne. I really enjoyed that game.
Yeah, me too.
That's why I kind of liked the character. I definitely remember voting for the Bloodborne character.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, Mario is such an iconic character. It's really hard to fight with Nintendo, just because they have a big spread.
Yeah, they have a large library of good characters.
Yeah, so I understand how, I understood why Mario beat the Hunter, but man, I really loved Bloodborne. That was a good game. You know, it's a PlayStation exclusive, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, isn't it on computer now?
I don't think they've ported it over yet.
Oh, okay.
There might be talks, but I'm not 100% sure, so don't quote me on that.
I know it was a launch title.
Yeah.
For the PS4.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was that, Until Dawn, and, The Order 1886, that game.
Have you ever played any of the Souls games or Souls-like games?
Yeah, they frustrate me, to be honest.
But you enjoyed
Bloodborne? Yeah, the character's a little bit more mobile, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you're dodging more, and I do like the mechanic of when you get hit, you have to go in to deal damage so you can heal yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Except with, like, Dark Souls, when you get hit, you kind of, like, have to go back and sort of regain things. Yeah, catch your breath and reassess. But with Bloodborne, it pushes you to keep on moving, keep on fighting. So I really enjoyed that. Hopefully they make a second seat or a second game.
I think they're going to.
Oh, good. Yeah. I mean, I assumed that it sold bananas.
Yeah. Sold bananas.
That's a quote for
there you
the
go.
Books.
It sold bananas. Okay. So next up we have Ryu from Street Fighter V.
Yep.
And the Blair Witch, which I was not surprised at this one. Ryu won by 80-20.
Yeah, I mean, I know that you love the Blair Witch.
I do.
And I'm sure you were probably one of the few who voted for the Blair Witch.
No, I actually voted for Ryu.
Oh, really?
Because he's seed randomly, so I voted for Ryu.
I wonder, those random people who voted for the Blair Witch.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I voted for Ryu, too, because Ryu is definitely one of my boys. I really enjoyed picking him in Street Fighter V, and we specified Street Fighter V.
Yes, because it was the newest one out.
Yeah, which we both have played a bit.
I've played, like, two matches, like Dragon Con 2017.
Never mind.
on that arcade machine.
Yeah.
The reason I've played two matches is because, I think I told it in that podcast, but... you know, Street Fighter V had just launched at that point, and they had a cab set up. And so I sit down, and the guy who was in line next, who took the next spot
the stick,
next to me, like, sticks his hand in my face and like, wants to shake before we play. And I was like, oh, okay, sure. I was like, well, this will be a quick match. And he was like, why do you say that?
Yeah.
Like, really defensive, and I was just like, oh, because I've never played this before.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to wipe the floor with me. Because I could tell he was a serious, like...
He was a, like, quote, fighter unquote, pro. Yeah.
And so I just did what I did normally and you know...
Press buttons,
but I did it with the biggest guy. I think his name's Birdie.
Birdie.
He's built like a bowling ball.
Yeah. He's got, like, chains and... Yeah.
And so I beat him...
Yeah. Nice.
In two rounds.
Yeah.
And then go, well, that was fun. And he goes, no, we're playing again. And then he chooses a different character just to, like, get the satisfaction of, like, winning, I guess. I was just like, okay, great.
Yeah.
You know, the combos, I've never played this before.
Eh.
Sweet.
All right.
Great.
Yeah. But yeah, me and Richard used to play it a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I would either play Ryu or Ken. Either of them. I mean, they're pretty balanced.
Have similar movesets, too?
I mean,
it's just a palette swap?
Usually, no, no. It's definitely a different style of fighting. But, I mean, if you know your quarter circles and your half circles and stuff like that, you can pretty much execute a lot of different moves.
Sure.
But, yeah, I guess I prefer Ken because of his specials and because some of his movesets.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. But Ryu still beats out the Blair Witch.
Yeah, yeah. I think Richard pointed out that Ryu punched a hole in the moon with Akuma. So like,
yeah.
The power level. If they were in a fight, like the power levels.
But again, this isn't about
fight. Again, it isn't about fight. It's just popular.
Yeah. Of who's got the stronger presence.
Right.
Yeah.
So. The next one was Beowulf versus Daryl Dixon from The Walking Dead, which I did not foresee this at all. Beowulf won 67 to 33.
Yeah, good for Beowulf.
I mean, Daryl's, like, the reason why a lot of people that I know who still watch The Walking Dead still watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah, though I feel like not that many people are watching The Walking Dead. Is it still going on? Or is it done?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. They apparently have, like, plans for up to, like, another 10 seasons.
Wow, 10? Jeez.
Dude, they are going into season 8 or 9, I think. Like, they're planning on almost 20 years worth of Walking Dead.
Jeez. But, I mean, if it's doing well, if it's, you know...
Yeah, I mean, I think the numbers have probably dropped off some, but that's, like... When you can captivate 7.5 million viewers,
yeah,
you're doing something right. And you lose 200,000 or 300,000, like
you're still doing good. Yeah,
like you're still you know grabbing or putting butts in seats. Like you're still having people come together one night a week at a specific time and watch this one show.
Yeah,
like that's doing something in this world with Netflix and Hulu because. I'll be honest, I've gone back and watched some seasons of The Walking Dead because they're on Netflix now.
Oh, I did not know that.
I didn't make it through season 7.
No.
It's just very, like...
I got to the part where they were in the prison.
So season 3?
I guess, yeah. Because I read the comics. And
I still read the comics.
Yeah.
The comics
and
are
the comics are almost done.
Yeah.
They're about to wrap up.
Oh, really? I thought he some enjoyment, I guess, out of seeing how the story forks. So he's wrapping it up then.
Yeah. I mean, at least that's what I saw on the internet.
Huh. Okay.
But, I mean, the internet never lies.
Sure.
So, I mean, I could be wrong. But, yeah.
But, yeah. So, yeah, Beowulf was a surprise.
Yeah. And I'm glad to see that people actually respect the Beowulf.
Yeah.
And, you know, literature.
Yeah, and literature.
Because I would think that some people might look at Beowulf and be like, who's he?
Yeah. Well, and the picture that I used was from
the movie yeah.
that came out, which I don't know who the actor is that portrays Beowulf. It looks an awfully lot like Daniel Craig if they mapped faces, but I don't know that for sure.
What was her name? The final, like...
Grendel's mother?
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie.
Jolie, yeah, she played her.
She was Grendel's mother in the film. I need to go rewatch that. That was
yeah, I haven't seen that movie in a while. Huh.
I think the last time I saw it was like in theaters. Next fight was Link from The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Versus Kvothe from The King Killer Chronicle. That book that's sweeping the world by storm. and Link won 77-23 to, I don't think anyone's surprised.
Yeah, I voted for Link. I wasn't even sure who the other person was. I know that was your pick.
Yeah, the King Killer Chronicle, I drew all of mine from previous episodes that we had at that point, and so... The first two King Killer books were the first two book clubs.
Yeah.
I don't like Groth, and so I was happy to see Link hand him his ass.
There you go.
Because I think he's a damn dirty liar. And so, nice. So yeah, no, Link won 77-23.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot to talk about there, because that wasn't very surprising. What was surprising is the next one, though. It was Harley Quinn versus Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
And Sherlock Holmes won 93-7.
93. That's amazing. Which Harley Quinn did you use? Because there are multiple Harley Quinns. I believe you used...
There are. I think I used a screen grab of Margot Robbie in the Suicide Squad
yes,
movie.
Yes. That is the one that you used. Which isn't the most popular Harley Quinn. I will throw that one out there.
Yeah, that is true.
Because when I think of the Harley Quinn, I think of the animated Batman series Harley Quinn.
Yeah, I mean, there's been so many iterations, though, that
yeah.
I figured the most recent one, because, again, I was pulling from when we did a Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah.
And I totally
understand that, and that's I'm thinking that may have a factor playing in.
Sure,
but you also use the
Benedict Cumberbatch,
for Sherlock Holmes, and he is a nice looking man. I will say that
he is. Which it's funny. One of the people that was following, and one of the people that actually won one of the prize drawings, actually asked why I used Benedict Cumberbatch and not like Robert Downey Jr. And I was just like, I was just going with the most recent one.
Yeah.
There was no like, cause I prefer the Sherlock Holmes movies. I think like, I like the Robert Downey Jr. movies, even though a lot of people seem to not.
I've never seen any of them.
We may have to do an episode about that.
We may
rectify that.
That's right.
Or maybe next year at 221BCon, maybe we can. I'm sure they have a viewing room.
I'm sure, but usually they play a lot of the BBC Sherlock.
Oh, okay, yeah, they probably pull from a bunch of different things. So I was surprised that Harley Quinn got beat out by Sherlock Holmes, but
lost by that much too.
Especially by that much.
Yeah.
Like 7-93 is a huge margin.
But I'm glad to see Sherlock go through. I will definitely say I voted for Sherlock. I'm sure you probably voted for Sherlock as well.
I forget
who. Yeah.
Honestly. The next fight, though, was Tracer from Overwatch versus Dumbledore from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I could have seen this one going either way, but Dumbledore won 83-17.
Yeah, I mean, Harry Potter has a big, strong, like, you know, has a very big following.
Yeah, and I mean, at the time, Overwatch did too, though, because this is before Fortnite came out, and he's just, like, running over everyone.
No, Fortnite was out.
In its current form?
Yeah.
Like Battle Royale?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Fortnite's been out for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. that's how out of it I am with some of these.
I know.
But yeah,
Maybe I'll show you the Fortnite dance. It's the newest rage. All the kids are doing it.
Yeah, I've seen all of them. Apparently, Jimmy Fallon had a segment that someone sent me because I was just... They know that I hate Jimmy Fallon, this person. And so
hey,
they sent
Jimmy
me this,
Fallon's an all right guy.
Segment where he had a Korean dance troupe on, and they were like shown a Fortnite dance once, and then tried to replicate it, and they did a side by side, and the Korean dancer, the K-pop group, were actually doing them well,
yeah.
And it's fun. Like when I was showing it to my wife, I was like, "It's funny. You'd think that they're almost like professional dancers.
Yeah, like, you would think that." They would be able to sort of like replicate a move.
But something that she pointed out is that it was interesting to see some of the dances are things that you wouldn't think someone would be able to do because ultimately it's a programmer who's just making the move.
Yeah, yeah.
But these guys could watch a clip of it and then go, "Yeah, I can floss." And it's like, how do you make your arms do that?
Yeah.
Like, it's a special talent. But,
it's a very special talent.
Yeah, I could see that one going either way, honestly.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised that Dumbledore won. I mean, just with Tracer, she is like the face of Overwatch, but
yeah.
I believe a lot of her fans are more
Harry Potter bent to first-person shooter.
I mean, and that's just my personal opinion of I've seen and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I wasn't too surprised about this pick or this result.
Yeah. So round or tier two.
Mm-hmm.
First one in tier two is Durotan versus the T-800.
Yeah, which is the orc from Warcraft.
And the skeleton robot from Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
This was surprising to me, considering Durotan won by so much in the previous fight. But the T-800 won 71-29.
Yeah, and again, it goes back to my previous comment where I don't think a lot of people had an understanding of Durotan. So
yeah.
I feel like people went towards what they knew.
Sure.
And the T-800 is such a popular character.
Oh, sure, sure.
I know I voted for the T-800.
I think I voted for Durotan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the next one would be Mario versus Ryu.
Now, this one was an interesting one.
It could have gone either way, honestly.
Because, again, you know, Ryu is the face of Street Fighter, and Street Fighter is a very popular game.
Yeah, and this one was understandably close, I think. Yeah. Mario won 57-43.
Yeah, and I totally respect the ratio.
Yeah.
I think that, like, it's hard to beat Mario. Mario's just the face of Nintendo.
Yeah.
So, I feel like with Ryu getting that many votes, he did good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, you know, he's a fighting character, so a lot of people don't really know much about that, or it's hard to sort of get into the fighting video game
genre. Just the dense plot lines that are going on, too.
Well, that, and just, like, the mechanics of the fighting games and stuff like that, it's...
Yeah.
It can be difficult sometimes.
Oh, sure, yeah. Sure, absolutely.
So, I was surprised that Ryu got that many points, but I'm glad to see it was a very close fight.
Yeah. So the next one, then, would make it Beowulf versus Link. To no one's surprise, Link won. Yeah. I voted for Link.
Yeah, I voted for Link, too.
That's not very surprising.
Yeah, he's just, I guess, has a stronger presence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Sherlock and Dumbledore, I'm surprised that this one went the way it did, but Sherlock won 60-40 against Dumbledore.
Yeah.
I fully thought that you know, it would be a coin flip, which, I mean, 60-40 kind of is, but, like, that's still not as close as the Mario Ryu.
Yeah, and I feel like our fans are probably, you know, kind of split into those two camps and everything like that. Because, you know, we did go to
221 BCon?
Yeah, 221 BCon. So I do understand, like, maybe our followers have a little bit more push towards Sherlock, so
yeah,
that's sort of my justification. But
yeah. Okay, so first match in the semifinal,
yep,
is the T-800 versus Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Super close again.
Yeah.
Mario got 56 to T-800's 44.
Yeah.
In my head, like, I want to, like, picture a world where Mario beats out a metal monster, but apparently
he has so many hats.
He does. He has so many hats.
He could be a tanuki.
Yeah.
A cute little tanuki.
Yeah.
And turn into a little stone statue, and the T-800 would not know what to do.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't be surprised, because, again, it's the semifinal, so both of them have shown equal
strength.
The next fight, though, the Link versus Sherlock, I'm surprised there was such a big gap.
Because
expecting a closer fight like the T-800 and Mario, but Link versus Sherlock, Link won 73-27.
Yeah, I was not expecting this. I thought that Sherlock would be a lot closer.
Yeah, I really thought that Sherlock would be a lot closer, too, especially because there are such voracious fans of of the work, but
yeah.
I guess Link was maybe more recognizable, or...
Maybe, yeah. And then it ended up...
it ended up being what I did not want. It basically turned into...
characters.
Yeah, it turned into a friggin' Smash Brothers fight, so thanks, y'all. It's Mario versus Link. Link won 56-44.
Again,
so Link,
very close.
Yeah, Link... you know, was the winner.
And again, I was kind of surprised because I thought, again, with Mario being kind of the face of Nintendo,
yeah,
that he would win off of this sort of fight.
Yeah.
But Breath of the Wild did recently come out.
I was about to say, Breath of the Wild came out earlier this year. Link yeah. is probably on more people's minds.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Link is the 2018.
So who did you vote for? Do you remember who you voted for?
I voted for Link.
For Link, yeah. Yeah. I voted for Link too.
Yeah. yeah, so not surprising.
Yeah. I mean, he's a cool guy. He's got a Master Sword. He's got he can wail on his little ocarina.
Yeah.
Yeah. Play some cool tunes.
Turn time back.
Yeah. He has a bunch of masks. Adult Link. You didn't use Kid Link.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. So, yes, Link, the picture that you used, I believe was from...
I think it was from... it wasn't Twilight Princess.
No,
I think it was from
Ocarina of Time.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. I think you used Adult Link from Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Link is the 2018 Nerd Fight Champion.
Yeah, Link!
Woo Link. Like I said, we did have drawings for prizes that were drawn randomly from people who were voting, people who had subscribed, and people who had liked the page.
Yeah.
We have a winner in Sarah. She won a set of foam dice and emoticharms for Dota 2.
Nice.
Which... Didn't you used to play Dota?
No.
No, okay, so you haven't been a huge MOBA fan.
No, yeah, I'm not a big MOBA fan. It's too much concentration, and it's very hard to get into.
So, yeah, I mean, the pro to MOBAs are, like, I can't think of an instance where one is, like, you have to pay to play it.
Well, you don't have to pay to play it.
Yeah, so, like, they're all free, so you can try them out.
I did try them out. It just, I didn't have the skill, nor, I guess, the patience.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Let's see. So, Tony won the Disaster Artist book. Tony is one of the co-hosts of the Geek Versus podcast.
Yeah.
We met him briefly at Dragon Con.
Super nice guy.
It's funny. Yeah, he's super nice guy. He told me straight up, he's like, I don't know anything about the room, but one of my co-hosts, Betty, she is a huge fan of everything Tommy Wiseau, so I will give it to her as like, hey, as long as it ends up in someone's hands and they appreciate it, that's fine.
That is awesome.
And then the last one was Robert, who was a voracious Sherlock Holmes fan.
Yeah. poor Robert.
Going so far as to doctor the picture of the winner and go, I fixed that for you, Sherlock. He won a hardback copy of a book called Dragon in Exile that's signed by the authors.
Nice,
so,
yeah.
I
was definitely looking at that book. It's a really nice book. So.
Yeah, it's a really nice book, and I promise I'll get that in the mail to you at some point.
Yeah.
At that point, I've hooked up with all the people that have won, and so once I send that in the mail and make sure it's packed nice so nothing gets messed up, we'll also include links to the winners' things that they wanted to promote. Robert is working on a set of Sherlock Holmes short stories, I think, that just got kickstarted.
Very cool.
I think the Kickstarter is over, obviously, at the time that this is going up.
Yeah.
But he is an author and a huge Sherlock Holmes fan.
So, nice.
Yeah, good job to all you guys that partook.
Yeah, and again, you know, we are having another contest. So please take a look on our Facebook and you can participate with us.
Yeah.
Again, we'll also be doing the prizes too. We'll be picking random people from the voting pool or the subscription pool.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's always a lot of fun. It's always interesting to see who's winning at the time.
Exactly.
I know that occasionally me and Zach will have comment battles a little bit because we're cheering on our champion.
Yeah.
I'm super happy that Waluigi beat out, who was it?
I forget at this point. Because there's so many going on, I have it written down somewhere. Let me see. Waluigi beat MODOK. Very close margin, but we'll go into that the next time.
Yeah. Once the second one wraps up, we'll do another one of these podcasts where we sort of look at the results, talk about them.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, I'll be posting a battle every Friday. Mm-hmm. I'll be updating that.
And you can see the battle on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
And we definitely appreciate everybody participating and just enjoying these things. I know I really enjoy them, and I know that you also enjoy them, Zach.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So we can't thank you guys enough for participating and, being a community.
Yeah.
A very, very great community, too.
And a very positive one. Like, I haven't seen anyone... Like, no one has said anything or done anything that has made me, throw a banhammer at anyone. So thank you guys for being civil, decent human beings.
Yeah. Where you're sitting there going, boo, or something like that.
I hate that that's the thing that people have to be rewarded
for being decent human
beings.
Please,
thank you from the bottom of my heart for being a decent human being.
Yeah, and, again, our whole thing is about being positive, being, upbeat and everything like that. So it's fun cheering on your people, but if your people lose, that's okay. You know, just move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that should do it for this episode. We'll be back next week with I believe with a me.
Nice.
It
talking
depends
about
on
ourselves.
What order I put these in, but right now it's me, and then the Back Row Book Club book is still Ready Player One.
Yeah, I'm ready. Are you ready?
I am ready, I guess. but we'll talk about that at length in a couple weeks. So
sweet.
Till then, shoot us email at backrowsupershow@gmail.com.
Yep.
Like
check
us
out
on Facebook.
Yeah, check out our page. See what bracket is going on this week.
Yeah, and we'll just see you guys next week.
Yeah, see you guys. I have a good one.
Bye. I'm a person of habit. Out in the open. Some people like things.